It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Today's book is Time Traders, a science fiction novel that incorporates colonial history. Our reviewer this week is Cheryl Bazui.
Time Trader is a historical novel written for middle schoolers, but don't let that stop you from reading this exciting, well-researched story. It's an adventure that moves back and forth from the present day to colonial times. We meet the main characters right away. Christy and Ty are misfit students at George Washington Prep, a fictitious exclusive boarding school in southwest Pennsylvania. Ty, whose British mother dies soon after marrying a wealthy U.S. citizen, is left in the care of his cold, distant stepfather. He is small for his age and a victim of bullying. All Ty wants to do is disappear into the pages of the historical biographies he loves to read, far away from the pain of his mother's death, blowhard teachers, and the bullies who made every day at school miserable. Christy, on the other hand, hates history. She thinks of it as nothing but crusty old names and dusty books. She's a wealthy African-American student who is full of anger at her father for leaving her mother. Christy wants her daddy's attention, and the only way she seems to be able to get it is by getting into trouble. And she's very good at that. She focuses her energy on tormenting her ill-tempered history teacher, Dr. Arnold. Christy and Ty are an unlikely pair, but together they discover Dr. Arnold's time machine and his plot to go back to colonial times. To protect his secret, Dr. Arnold transports them back to the middle of the Revolutionary War. He wants to alter the outcome of the war to clear the name of his infamous relative, Benedict Arnold, a scheme that puts their lives in danger. It's exciting to read about how Christy and Ty managed to survive against all odds in colonial times. They're rescued by a farmer named Stephen, who, like them, is a time traveler. Stephen disappeared years ago when he discovered Dr. Arnold's time machine as a student at MIT while Dr. Arnold was a professor there. He transported Stephen to the past to keep him quiet. Stephen eventually married warm and kind Martha. Their son was killed in the Revolutionary War. Martha doesn't understand time travel and the future these visitors talk about in hushed tones. I was riveted by the storytelling, which captured what it must have been like during the Revolutionary War. Affluent Christy is shocked to be treated like a slave just because of her skin color. Ty has to be careful not to be mistaken for a spy because of his British accent. Time Trader brings in enough history to enhance the reader's interest in and understanding of the beginnings of our country better than any dry textbook passage ever could. And it's a page-turner, full of plot twists. Will Christy and Ty thwart Dr. Arnold's mad scheme to alter American history? Will they ever make it back home? Well, you'll have to read the book to find out.
That book is Time Traders by Todd McClemens, published by Northampton House. Reviewer Cheryl Bazui is a writer who uses the pen name Anne McCauley. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.